Most college students haven't been in a classroom since spring break. As these students get ready to start college, COVID-19 continues to change the way they learn, socialize, and interact. WFAE's Alexandra Watts reports on how local colleges are starting the school year off during a pandemic.
University of North Carolina Chapel Hill Junior Righteous Kit is calling in over Zoom on his first day of school.
I am having a great time when it comes to taking courses. It's been a lot more comfortable. You get a lot more time to get work done. That being said, I wouldn't mind once everything is over to resume going back to regular classes.
Last semester, when the coronavirus outbreak started, he found himself one moment on spring break, and the next, he was going home to Charlotte as COVID-19 shut down campuses across the nation. Now he's back on campus as a residential assistant and helping the 30 students he's in charge of get used to college and a new normal.
When you go into the cafeteria, is now instead of being a place where you can kind of eat with your friends, most students get to-go boxes and then eat outside or eat room. There isn't much time to linger. You could study in there, but that's not the case this semester.
At other colleges, students and parents are navigating getting an education and staying safe. Kermit Billups' son, John, is a junior at Davidson College, just outside of Charlotte. They live in Maryland, but are planning on bringing him back to North Carolina in a few weeks. They not only are sending him back with the usual school supplies, but also items like masks and hand sanitizer to keep him safe.
We as a family are certainly very concerned, and we want to really wake up every day being prayerful and just asking for direction and guidance.
Johnson & Wales University of Charlotte will have remote learning with some in-person instruction, while Queen's University of Charlotte will be completely remote. Johnson C. Smith University starts on September 8th, but the campus remains closed for the fall semester. The university's president, Clarence Armbruster, says it's a decision all schools in the area are facing.
A very difficult decision because for all of us, we know that for many of our students, the best place for them is on campus. But we were just concerned that our ability to address it safely was of some concern.
There are no plans to shut down completely. What we are doing is modeling what does it look like should we need to.
University of North Carolina Charlotte's Chancellor, Sharon Gaber, is sitting in a tent outside answering questions from reporters about the university's plans. It's hot, and fans blow nearby to keep her cool. But outside is safer.
We want everybody to be safe and healthy, so we're trying to work with everybody on a case-by-case basis.
Green and white shuttles pass down calm streets nearby, and very few students are out walking. While courses have started for the UNC system, in-person classes start on September 7th. Gaber says the campus will have COVID testing centers in addition to social distancing. The school is also working on a notification plan if a student tests positive for COVID-19.
Perhaps the students that were sitting within a perimeter of that individual would be notified through a contact tracing. I can't tell you for sure that if the student that is 30 feet away from me would be notified because they're not considered at imminent risk associated with it.
UNCC is keeping many activities, like sorority rush and freshman welcome, virtual in the meantime. Some faculty and staff have filed a lawsuit against the UNC system, saying returning to campus puts them at risk for contracting COVID-19. Gaber acknowledges these are difficult times and says the coronavirus pandemic makes planning a challenge.
The tricky part right now is there's not a game plan as to how you do this because we haven't done it before. So we're all hoping to get through this and be able to plan into the future.
While colleges have been planning on what a socially distant semester looks like, they are also aware that the pandemic can completely change the best laid plans without warning. For WFAE News, I'm Alexandra Watts.